Toni Morrison Day, and we have with us this morning to spotlight the Community Foundation, Britt Lovett, who joins us, the Marketing and Communications Officer. Good morning, Britt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. I got your announcement yesterday related to the 2021 Toni Morrison Scholars. Tell us about this essay contest and a little bit about the winners or how the process went for this year.
Yeah. So happy Toni Morrison Day to you and all your listeners. And so last year in 2020, we established the Lorain County Toni Morrison Essay Contest for young people. And this is an essay contest for kindergarten all the way up through college. And so we were able to get 12 essay or scholars last year, and this year the same thing. And so back in December, we introduced our theme, and our theme was really the site of memory. And so Toni Morrison does a really good job of talking about family, friends, ordinary people, and how they truly are extraordinary. So we tasked our students this year to tell us who are the people and the places who have helped them sustain during the pandemic. And we got over 80 submissions for the essay contest. And when I tell you, I've read every single one. I had tears in my eyes. I felt joy at everything. You know, a lot of us adults talk about what we're going through with the pandemic, and this was definitely an outlet for the youth in our community to talk about what they're going through as well. And so we picked our 12 winners. We are so excited to announce who they are. If you visit peoplewhocare.org, you can see each one of the students that represent all of Lorain County, and you can read their essays, and they truly are remarkable.
What were you looking for in those essays? Was it a lot of heart? Was it a lot of experience? How would you describe it?
And so I would say we have a rubric that we kind of grade off of. And so there's 10 people on our committee. And so all of us come from different walks of life. So all of us are reading these essays differently, right? Different perspectives. And so it really was, which ones are moving? Which ones are written well? Which ones, you know, answered the prompt and did even more and beyond. I know one of our elementary students, she spoke about pets, and she spoke about how pets really sustained her during this time, you know, being responsible for them, making sure that emotionally they're okay, all of those different things. And, you know, I will say one of the themes that came across from all the essays that were submitted are students are really saying how they're feeling. So they're using words like, they're stressed. They're using words like overwhelmed and scared. But then they're also talking about how they have joy and they appreciate their parents and guardians taking care of them and helping them and explaining to them what's going on because sometimes they don't understand. So, you know, really just those essays that rose to the top where the students truly put their heart and all of themselves in them. And those are on our website for the community to read.
When you were looking at this, what is the scholarship? Do they get scholarships? What's the, the award that they receive related to this in the Community Foundation?
And so each one of our 12 scholars, they are going to get a gift card where they can spend, you know, the money however they would like. And then they're also going to get a Toni Morrison book. So bring it back to the point of the essay. And it's to truly introduce the next generation to Toni Morrison and her works. And so we have books that are for elementary students, you know, the middle school students, high school, and the college. And thanks to the Lorain Historical Society, we were able to get those books, even though it took a little while with the delivery to get here, but they are here. So we are excited. This evening, we're going to have a reception with students, their parents, their teachers, and school administrators just to celebrate them. And then we're going to make sure we get those prizes delivered to the students.
We are talking today with Brittany Lovett, the Marketing Communication Officer for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. We spotlight the Community Foundation as we do every month. This time around, it's on Toni Morrison Day, which your organization has been kind of involved with in getting it really happening here in the county as well. There's this thing going on the Extra Today show. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, the Toni Morrison Essay Contest was established last year in 2020. And I don't know how, but somehow the Today Show, they were prepping for a segment that they were doing on Miss Morrison, and they reached out to us, and we got them in contact with 8 of the winners from last year, and they were able to incorporate them in a Toni Morrison special, and it featured Oprah. So the students were so excited to be able to be on the screen with Oprah and read their essays. And so we also have a link to that on our website as well. Or if you Google, you know, on YouTube, Toni Morrison special with Today Show, it will pop up. But the last 12 minutes of that hour-long special are our students defining themselves, which was what the theme was last year. And it is truly powerful. Every time I watch it, I get a little choked up because I am just so proud of these students this year and last year who, with this essay contest, put themselves on those pages. And we definitely, as a community, want to celebrate them.
You mentioned how sort of this year has been, or the past year we've been through with school has been kind of different as well, but it shows how art and writing an essay and relating to how Toni Morrison put things pen to paper, how that helps the students also express themselves as well, kind of just using that as another tool in this sort of therapy of getting through this year.
Yeah, it most certainly is. And by reading the essays, you can tell, you know, all of our teachers in Lorain County and beyond are doing an amazing job, whether they're in class or hybrid or strictly remote. And so, you know, students, it's just, like you said, another outlet in which they can express themselves. And I was kind of just shocked how many students were vulnerable with their words and just honest. You know, I don't know if when I was in elementary school, if I was able to tell you that I was overwhelmed or if I was scared about, you know, some of the things that I'm seeing on the news. But that's exactly what these students did. And, you know, I commend every single student who has written an essay, because like I said, he had over 80 essays. It took me a few days to read them, but I truly enjoyed it. And hopefully we can, whenever we're able to gather, we want to do something for all the students. So we are closely monitoring things so that we can figure out exactly what we want to do for all of our essay submissions.
I was going to ask whether you had met some of these students or not, but I guess that's going to be forthcoming, because sometimes when you read things, you kind of have you sort of imagine what that person's like. And
right.
You may meet them and think, you're nothing like what you know, there's a whole secret person inside of you that's come out on this paper.
Right. And so I have not met any of the students who are our scholars this year. But like I said, today, this evening, we're having a virtual celebration for them. And I can't wait. You know, I'm going to be a little starstruck because I want to see who they are. I feel like I do know them a little bit by reading their words. But I'm excited to learn more about them and what motivated them and what they want to do next, especially some of those seniors. I think we have a couple seniors and juniors who wrote, and I'm just so interested to see, you know, what's next? How does your community best support you? So I'm really excited, and if you have some time today, visit peoplewhocare.org, go to our Toni Morrison page, and read those essays. You know, it's going to put a smile on your face.
We could list the students, the winners, if you want. Do you have the list with you? Because I have them here in front of me. I didn't know if you wanted
to. Yeah, I don't have them in front of me, but if you want to read them,
Well, I just, because there's Abigail Clayton from Elyria High School, Elena Aguayo from Ashland University, Alyssa Van Dress from Amherst Deal, Anna Bach from Nord Middle School, Ariana Elise Bruga, Toni Morrison Elementary. She must have had an inside track, you know, if you're going to the school. Caitlin McComas from Clearview, Ezra Jones from St. Paul Lutheran, Jay Kuzner from General Johnny Wilson Middle School, Jeremy Ferris from St. Mary's, Keyshawn Elliott from Lorain High. Devante Ammons, General Johnny Wilson Middle School, and also Susanna Sitak, Toni Morrison Elementary. So those are the students. And you can go to the Community Foundation, peoplewhocare.org, look at their site, click through, and you'll be able to read their essays and see a little bit about them. It sounds like a great program. It's always good to see what the youth is involved with today. And the Community Foundation helps in all age ranges as well. And this is one of the educational aspects I'm sure that you're very proud of.
Yes, we are very proud of the students. And, you know, we're always looking to connect people who care with causes that matter. And we truly believe that our youth is a cause that matters. So we're excited.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you joining us, Brittany, on this Toni Morrison Day. As you started, happy Toni Morrison Day. And you're the first one to wish me that in such a regard. But we've got the folks from the Lorain Public Library coming up at 8:10 this morning. They've got lots of things related to Toni Morrison, obviously. And so we'll find out more of the things that they're involved with. But we appreciate your time this morning, Brittany. Thank you for joining us.